Mr. Brown, it's a pleasure having you as a friend.
Morning,
hey, Jerry.
Keith.
Morning,
Herb.
Chicago gentleman who grew up in the suburbs of Chicago before making his way to the great state of Texas to Baylor.
Well, I was actually in Georgia for most of my youngest ages.
I hadn't got there yet, Terry. I was just kind of working my
way
to
Georgia.
All right. I didn't think you knew Georgia part.
Georgia. I never remember hearing Georgia.
That was junior high and high school.
It's because your dad was in the carpet business.
Yes.
He was.
He was a carpet.
He did remember that. Yeah. Dalton George's.
Brown carpet. When you want us to lay it down, you call Brown.
My goodness, let me tell you, it is unbelievable. Dalton, Georgia, in those areas. Moultrie, some of those places.
Moultrie.
All big.
Are they a carpet place?
Watermelons, too.
Really?
Yeah. Terry Brown, if I've said it once, I've said it 100 times. I was having a conversation with somebody the other day, and the conversation wasn't going very well, and I didn't think I understood it right, so I said, in the Gary Smalley fashion, what I heard you say was,
boom, 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 boom.
I ordered a Big Mac, a large fry, and a Coke, and for some reason I have a fish, a chicken sandwich, and no fries. So apparently something I said and something you heard must be different.
Didn't work. Yeah,
I've used that myself.
So
back in the days.
So Keith's going to tell you, what I try to do in the morning is to spice his life up every morning when I pick him up.
Misdirection?
We have, misdirection. That is a good way to put it. We have a play.
That's what Purdue does to win the games.
The games?
Right.
It looks like they're going one way and
they went the other way. Well, I wish you could teach Nebraska that because we haven't done so well. But we do have a play under review right now. Is it fair? Let me ask you this. Is it fair for a person to park in another person's driveway early enough that their engine stops doing the little clicking and nothing happens, and the person coming out to get in the person's vehicle
can't see it?
And the person in the vehicle gets a car to go by the street right at the same time the person comes out of the house and mails something and then stands there waiting on the other person to show up.
This is really complicated.
But the person is already there, has been there for an hour, so the car is cold. Is that a fair play?
Yes, Terry, it is.
Oh, you're not supposed to add.
And what you do is you roll your window down, and you wait about a minute. And then
he starts the car to give himself away.
Yeah, and then you go, hey, buddy, over here. You know, man, you got me again. First Baptist Church, Branson, it's on Sunshine Street.
It's a good question, Keith.
I don't know
the answer.
Okay, I
the
appreciate
13th
it.
Annual
13th.
Christmas.
13 of them?
Well, so I was on the radio yesterday with one of your competitors, and I admitted this secret. I hadn't told anybody else.
Oh, okay.
When you pull up your graphic design from the year before, it could be that I made a mistake, and this is actually the 12th. But I printed the 13th. So once you print it, it's the 13th.
Oh, yeah.
It's the 13th.
So we're having the,
who's counting,
we're having the 12th or the 13th
we're not sure.
Christmas bash.
Don't worry, because the other day we're doing the spot for the Christmas parade for the 73rd. The only reason I know that is I'm 72, born in 49. But the parade was in 49. Okay, and I'm 72, so you had 1 year to my age. Okay? Well, the other day, Ted Martin sent out a bunch of stuff and put the 72nd. Same thing. I'm telling you, it could be the 70th, 72nd, 73rd. It's an adoration
parade. It's
still
a lot of fun.
Right
here. It's a 12th or 13th Christmas.
It's a fun weekend,
really. Tell us about it.
Start Saturday?
So it's Christmas bash. Bash meaning, in a good way, a fun party. And so this Sunday, it's at our...
Wait a minute.
FBC.
Sunday,
I'm sorry,
Saturday.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Excuse me.
Thanks, Keith.
That's okay.
This Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock, so from 10 to noon, in our Life Center, our gym. And so, you know, some people are familiar with that, but we're over at FBC Branson Church is over at Sunshine, which you don't typically, you know, I just look for signs, and I don't read street signs. I just look for markers, but it's one block west of Highway 65 and 76. So there's a light right there. So then we're just right on the corner right there. And the gym is the first thing you see. And then you'll see a bunch of Christmas-looking inflatable-type things, you know, decoration outside. And so lots
what
of
starts
fun.
At 10
it's,
goes
it's
to noon.
It's all free. Anyone can come. We're going to have inside inflatables. You're going to check in first. It's all free, but we just make sure that we have kind of a safety system, so we'll keep families or individuals together. And so inflatables inside, inside games with prizes, popcorn, Chick-fil-A Santa cow. We'll take a picture with your phone, your camera, of you with your kids or whatever with the Chick-fil-A Santa cow. That's just for fun. And then we have free clinic of the Ozarks, can do free eye exams for kids. PennMac will have a table. Somebody's there and their kids are having fun and they're just curious about jobs in the community. And then in that same area inside the gym, we'll have music, of course. But 2 years ago, Charlie and Keith, there was a fellow that called. His name's Bob. He doesn't go to our church, but he just said, hey, I wanted to donate $500 to give away some bikes at Christmas time. Not with any idea, just saying, is there a way? So we did it at the bash 2 years ago. So then sometimes bigger is not better, but I decided let's jump it to 35 bikes. So we're giving away 35 kids' bikes, brand new. And then I realized Chad Hamp's family with the bikes, and Chad goes, you know, it would be really helpful if we gave them helmets. And so bikes and helmets. So we're going to give those away. You'll get a drawing card when you come in. So it's for kids, and they have to be present. And so we do have a few rules because we want to make it fair.
So you get the card when you come in.
When you come in, you get the card. You fill it out, and you'll – every 15 minutes, we'll give away 5 more bikes.
Wow.
So you'll put your card in front of the bike you're interested in. There'll be like a little, you know, bucket. Mm-hmm. And so then, so anyway, lots of fun things going on. And then as you make your way through the building, we'll have a bag of candy for kids. We learned that it's better to give that on the way out than on the way in.
Good idea.
A lot of sugar and a lot of wrappers. So that makes it simple. And then we'll have a box of groceries. We partner with CAM. And so a couple days ago, the Kennecuck Institute helped us, helped me, frankly, it was them and me, pack 600 boxes of groceries.
Wow.
This is about 23,000 items in the Kennecuck Campout Warehouse. I've learned, Keith, that I've learned from Charlie well that you just have to build great relationships with people, and then when you do need a favor,
you partner.
Right. Yeah. So we're not scratching each other's back. We're loving our neighbor, and we care about the community. So
now, if you pack 600 of those boxes,
time out. If you just joined us, FBC Branson is presenting the 13th annual, could be the 12th, but we're calling it the 13th Christmas Bash. In Branson, Missouri, if you just joined us.
Yeah. This Saturday.
You guys went
at 10 o'clock.
You guys
12.
Went a long time and did not let people know
exactly.
at all. You got kind of locked down in the details.
We violated the rule.
Somebody just jumped in their car to take their kids to school.
Right. Or they want to know what we're talking
about. Or they're on their way to work.
Yep, could be.
And so thanks for joining 88.1 with Keith and Charlie.
Good Morning Ozarks.
Which brings up a good point, and I'll be honest with you. I can't get it out of my mind. You said you were with our competitor yesterday. We don't have a competitor.
Okay, you're right.
You know?
There are
other radio stations.
Yes.
And they're young guys, and they're learning a lot. Okay. But we're here to talk about the 13th annual Christmas Bash at First Baptist Church Branson. Where is it located, Keith?
Saturday morning. It is at 10 o'clock at the Family Life Center at First Baptist Church, Sunshine and 76.
Now, you might, on your cell phone, that's, you know, what we do now is you put the address in. So it's 400.
Or you just say, give me the
400
address.
South Sunshine.
Correct.
So then you'll find it.
And it's a fun time. There's
and
the weather's going to be beautiful.
Oh,
you don't have
gorgeous.
To worry about the rain and the sleet and that type of thing.
When you walk inside, there'll be all these inflatables, but then we've got this inflatable toy soldier that's 20 feet tall. So just lots of fun things to enjoy and see. And then
not that I'm going to be picky about this, because
what does a toy soldier do? Just stand there?
He just stands there.
Which that's pretty cool.
But I mean, 20 feet, you know,
tall.
I don't think that could fit in your condo, Charlie.
No.
20 feet.
Or in this room here.
It could fit in one portion.
Laying down.
Yeah. Keith, what did you want the toy soldier to do?
I just wondered if he would, you know, move around or
he'll move around.
If he's a bounce house or, I mean, you know.
Well, he's kind of shaking a little bit because there's air going through him.
So, go ahead, Keith.
No, go ahead. No, Keith, no, you go ahead.
Ever since this morning, Keith.
Go ahead. Still under advisement. What is in the box that you're going to give away before I walk out the door of the 13th annual Christmas Bash?
Perfect.
10 to 12 Saturday
groceries.
Over at the
groceries.
What? Oh, wow.
Not like perishable groceries.
No. Okay.
So
non-perishable groceries.
Non-perishable.
Very cool.
Yeah, and then it's just a lot of fun. And then here's who comes. Everybody comes. So we'll have grandparents or a grandmother, or we'll have a dad, or we'll have a mom, or we'll have a dad and a mom, or we'll have a guardian. In other words, there's lots of people who come, and you may not, in other words, if you need the groceries, please come.
Right.
But if you don't need the groceries, please come, because it's just a fun event for kids. Mm-hmm. And we have an initial check-in where we have you fill out a card, but everything's free, and we just use a card to mail you information about another community event that we have coming up. So it's not a bait and switch, and the event is not designed to talk you into coming to our church. There's great churches here in town.
Right.
It's a community event. We want you to know Jesus, and so that's our mission, is we'd love you to find out about Jesus. But in this event, you're just going to have fun, and then we're going to treat everybody like honored guests, and so it's a lot of fun.
But yes, it is.
It could be the time where, just like the Adoration Parade is keeping Christ in Christmas, in the down spiraling whirlwind that we catch ourselves in, there's only one way to peace, and that's through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All right. What I want you to, Terry, you have been a gentleman. I think you're in your late 40s, early 50s now, I think. Got kids that are married and no grandkids yet that I'm aware of. But you've got
not yet.
Your family's growing. But I'm going to try this, and you're really, really good at this. You got a good ear. You know colors. You know graphic design. That's your deal. So I'm going to start this. I'm going to point to Keith, and Keith's got 30 seconds. And then we're going
to
see
how to point to me. That's kind of pointless.
Yeah. just be ready. Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Say it.
Okay. And so I'm going to start some music under you. Okay.
Christmas music.
Yeah. Like this.
Yeah. This is a sample. Oh, yeah. That'd be good.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pointing to my buddy Keith O'Neill.
Like to invite you to the 13th annual Christmas Bash at First Baptist Church. Hey, the guy's singing. I can't talk over him. Anyway, it starts at 10
He's
o'clock.
Bringing it down.
Saturday.
Time out.
Starts at
stop.
Cut.
Cut two.
Stop the film. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, here on Good Morning Ozarks, my buddy Keith O'Neill. Tell us about the bash.
Thank you, Will. Saturday morning, starting at 10 o'clock to noon at the Family Life Centers located at Sunshine and 76 on the grounds of First Baptist Church, attend the 13th annual Christmas Bash. There'll be bounce houses for the kids. There'll be lots of fun. The Chick-fil-A Christmas cow will be there to get your picture made. And at the end, you'll get a box of groceries. At this time of the year, come celebrate Christmas at the Christmas Bash.
Don't forget to register for the 35 kids bikes. How do you do that?
Well, when you go in, there'll be a card at the bikes that you want. You fill it out, and who knows, there could be a bicycle for you, Mr. Ingram. So 35 bicycles given away, groceries given away, fun for the whole family. The 13th annual Christmas Bash this Saturday, 10 o'clock to noon, at First Baptist Church Family Life Center.
And from us to you,
Merry Christmas!
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
All right,
in the can. Done. Yep.
Good job, Keith.
You're good, Keith.
Let me look here. December 4th, Saturday, 10 a.m.
Yeah.
We're talking about the 13th annual Christmas Bash.
That's
if you just joined us.
Yep.
December the 4th, and we're also talking about raising money. We need $800.
No, we didn't. I didn't say that in the
December
Christmas
4th, Saturday, 10 a.m., 12 p.m., 35 kids' bikes giveaway.
Yep.
Inflatables, you got that?
I got it.
Games?
Yep.
Prizes?
Yep.
Chick-fil-A cow?
Yep.
Kids' candy?
I didn't say that.
It's the Chick-fil-A Santa cow.
I think I said that. Did I?
Yeah, he did, but it,
or cow.
It didn't say it here.
Yeah, I ran out of space.
Yeah. Okay. Kids' candy, free groceries.
I did say that.
You took the liberty of using Campbell's colors on the tomato, even though you didn't use Campbell.
You can't have a copyright on the color red.
Yeah.
Not if tomatoes are red.
You know?
I mean, you can't do that.
And the box right there. It looks great.
Does it look good?
Yeah, really good. Hosted by First Baptist Church Branson. Where are they located? Keith?
Oh, you're looking at me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought you were looking at him.
I'm looking at
Sunshine
you.
And 76.
400 South.
That's just a block west of the 6576 intersection, and it's 400 South Sunshine is the exact address. Terry, this started 12 or 13 years ago, but why did you start it? When? How did it come about?
So we did the summer back-to-school bash.
Right.
And then we talked about doing something for the community around Christmas time. So then it becomes challenging because we have Christmas Eve, so we're inviting people to a great, you know, worship service Christmas Eve. And then I'm just a professional borrower of ideas. It's not stealing, but it's borrowing.
It's borrowing, yeah.
Yeah.
Long term.
So I see other churches, what they do. And so I saw a church. It wasn't called the Christmas Bash, but I saw this event in another city and thought, let's do that. Let's do something that's fun for the community, invite them. And so then you just kind of from there find out what the needs are. And food prices are going high.
And Terry, let me remind our listeners of something. Anybody can come. Yeah. And I would encourage grandma and grandpa and to bring the kids and to have a good time. But yet there's people leaving with groceries that they need. A lot of people. And they take those groceries and they're thankful for what you've done. And see, that's the giving spirit. And that's to me what we have just miss right now in the society that we're living in. Yeah. And I'm not under a rock. It happens a lot of places, and there's a lot of people helping people.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want to let the political side of, in my personal opinion, not the stations or anybody else, the direction of the country, I don't want it to blind me, because I heard a rabbi speaking yesterday about the turmoil of the country and what we need to do to have revival and be back and to do things. And that's what First Baptist Church is doing. So,
And some of your audience are believers, and they're not going to come. They may not have kids. They don't need groceries. But let me tell you a quick story. So when you go buy, Keith, 35 bikes, mm-hmm. it draws some attention.
I'm sure it
so
does.
So the only place you can get them basically is Walmart.
Oh.
I mean, nothing against the other stores, but
them?
You're not going to, no. You're not going to find 35 bikes, but they have probably 100 bikes ready around Christmas time.
Wow.
The last, 3 weeks.
Right.
So you have to be like Charlie. You have to think of that. Am I going to wheel these bikes all the way to the front? And then now it's self checkout. So, but they have an auto section, and the truck that I'm going to haul them in, regular pickup truck that I borrowed, I could park by the auto door over there. So then I have to find out if Jeff over at the desk at the auto section at Walmart, if he'll help me out, because this isn't an auto purchase.
Right.
So Jeff said, sure, go for it. So my daughter Emily was home for the home for break. And so she was from her job. So she was helping me. And so we're wheeling him over there, and then we're starting to check out. And so, Jeff wasn't at the desk when we're actually ready to check out. It was someone else.
Uh-oh.
So then I re-explained the whole thing to him, and he said, yeah, that's great. He said, no, wait, tell me where your church is and tell me about this event. He said, a guy probably about 45, he said, I just rededicated my life to Jesus and got baptized a couple months ago, and my life has forever been changed.
All right.
Well, there's all these people behind us that are kind of waiting for me to check out the bikes because they do have an auto purchase of some kind.
Yeah.
So they're listening,
there with a
to,
can of oil
they're listening to him. And then this other mechanic that probably had finished his, tire insulation was over in the corner. So then you have to go from the checkout to the outside, and then the outside you have to get them up on the truck. So the mechanics said, is there any way I could help you? And so he started helping us put them on the truck, just a pickup truck. So then I said, do you have kids? And he said, yeah, we have four. And I said, you really should come to the Christmas bash. It's December 4th, Saturday. 10 to 12, but we're going to give these bikes away. And so all that long story is to say that some of your audience may not come. They don't need to come. They're not planning on coming. But Charlie, like you, they know someone they could invite. Mm-hmm. And I was just wanting to invite that guy who was doing an act of kindness to put 35 bikes in the pickup truck to come. And so people listening today, they really could help. They could pray for our event, because we have a prayer zone, we call it, where we ask people if there's something we can pray for them. If they say yes, then we pray with them. And then at the end of that, one of the two that pray with them will say, can I share my Christ story with you? And so you can pray for the event, but you could also invite someone that you know, a neighbor, someone you work with, someone that you just feel like that mechanic. Hey, you have kids, you should go to the Christmas Bash.
Sure.
So it's not about the numbers. It's about that if I see that guy at the event, I'm going to go up and welcome him and then, you know, further introduce myself, because, you know, we were kind of in a hurry, so I really didn't get to know him.
Well,
but so it's not about numbers for us, and it's not about the bikes, and it's not, it's about that people need Jesus. They need to know Jesus personally, and there really is only one gift when you talk about December and Christmas and all the fun that we have. It's super fun. It's a fun month. Whether it's the parade or whether it's your tree and getting gifts, it's all about the incarnation of the Savior of the world, Jesus himself.
It's all relationships of people. And I will continue to have Keith remind me this year as I sit here at this table not to get caught up in the political climate of that just absolutely makes you feel like you've been in a cesspool.
Yeah.
When you set back up, you want to look for the fire hose to wash yourself off. But yet Christ has already done that for us.
Right.
And he's already seen the end of it. He knows the answer at the Supreme Court, and he knows that the answer is not a Supreme Court decision, which would be nice if it happened. All the other social ills that we deal with, the immigration situation that we deal with, God loves all of these people. And another way the First Baptist Church is extending their hand is at the 13th annual Christmas Bash, 400 South Sunshine in Branson, Missouri.
10 o'clock to noon on Saturday, and it is free, like that, free.
Terry,
free.
Lots of fun.
Before we let you go, I would like my friend Keith O'Neill as my co-host. I brought him here, started training him up, nurturing him when I was traveling a lot more. And then found out that Keith was a real professional. They paid him to really do radio.
Not here, but
not here.
So then he was training you, I guess.
Yeah, that is correct.
That's it.
At that point, would you tell Terry what we tried to do yesterday? That's why the tablecloth is here in the
like
our
balloons?
20th anniversary.
I like the
cool?
Yeah.
Would
I
you
like
tell him
colors,
what we're trying
too.
To do in
sure.
this hour following yesterday's program?
We're celebrating the 20th anniversary of Mountaintop Broadcasting, but yesterday was Giving Tuesday, and we have a goal of $5,000. We were about $800 short this morning when we started, so we figured in this hour we could raise that $800, and we're doing it several ways. Folks could go to Facebook and type on the Life-Giving Day. That's not exactly right. There's a
you're good. You're close. There. Life
yeah.
day.
And then if you want to give through PayPal, you can go to klfcradio.com/donate. And if you even like to use texting like many of us do.
Love it.
You could text the words Life FM, capital letters, no spaces, to 202-858-1233. 202-858-1233 and donate that way. You could bring a check by 205 West Atlantic. You could send something to Box 2030, Branson, Missouri 65615. And that is the way you'll help us reach that $5,000 goal.
That's awesome. So in a way, you're not 800 short. You're 4,200
to the
ahead.
Good. Correct. Yes. That is
and
exactly.
then you'd like to raise
sure.
800 more.
That's
correct.
Exactly right.
And so. And you mentioned now, how would they do it? Like with a credit card? Is that at
either way, Facebook or on the text, it gives you credit card information there.
So you can put it all there.
Okay.
And by doing that, that allows us to have people like you come and sit here to get the message out about what you're doing because somebody gave X dollars to KLFC Radio to help with what you see here.
Exactly.
So we're able to talk about the 13th annual Christmas Bash this Saturday, 10 to noon, over at First Baptist Church, 400 South Sunshine, the exact address. Starts at 10, 35 bicycles. Are you going to put those together?
No, that's why I chose Walmart. They're all together, and you just roll them towards the auto section to check out. Now, 35 won't fit in the back of a
how'd you do that?
Pickup. So there was a couple of trips.
Yeah,
and then
put a big sold sign on them.
They're I'm not going to tell you where they are. I don't want to say that on the air to tempt somebody to go find them. But they're secure.
Okay, good.
And then we
chain to put them together.
Well, they're indoors, but...
Boy, I remember getting my clothespin out, getting my baseball card.
Put it
on that front wheel. Sound like a motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
I also remember riding about 100 miles an hour and getting my blue jeans caught in the chain.
Oh!
And skinning my knee up, laying there. Nobody comes to help you and stuff like that.
You know, there's no excitement on a kid's face more than getting a bicycle.
No, exactly. And even when you're purchasing them, you're going to either hear, wow, you have a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Or what in the world are you going to do with all these bikes?
Right.
And so it gave me a chance to explain the bash that's this Saturday.
That's good.
But also, it everyone that asked me had a smile on their face. And then when Chad Hampsch and his family were helping with this 2 years ago, where we gave away 10, Chad said he gave me the advice about adding helmets, which we did.
That's great.
And then he said we really need more bikes with training wheels. And so I realized that when you get a bike, when a kiddo gets a bike, then it's part of their growing up.
They'll remember it.
Part of it is the enjoyment. Part of it is just their self-confidence of learning how to do it.
All right. Hey, Terry, thank you so much for mentioning everything that you have. You can go to klfcradio.com later today. Listen to Terry's interview, and you can find out all the details. 13th annual Christmas Bash this Saturday.